Loughborough, sister. Battle Creek, Michigan, November 14, 1889. Dear Sister Loughborough, I am very anxious that every soul shall stand at this post of duty, firm as a rock to principle. There should be no lessening of fidelity in guarding the interest of the work in the health retreat. You are none too watchful, none too vigilant, but my dear sister, there is one thing wherein you will need to guard yourself. You need more love and less iron in that which you do. You can leave an impression upon the minds of the patients and guests that will be unfavorable to you and to the institution. Remember, you are on missionary ground, and that your work is a work for the Master, which work should be done in such a way as to leave correct impressions of our religious faith. This should be done by all who are connected with the health retreat, and it will bring the very best results. If you surround yourself with an atmosphere of cold reserve, if your manners are forbidding, you leave a very disagreeable, unhappy influence upon the minds of others. You are not to feel that your duty is done when you link with a very few and shut yourself in to yourself in regard to others. This is a natural trait in your character, and it is not a desirable qualification. As far as doing good to others is concerned, there is little success. Whatever their business, all connected with the institution should be pleasant and ever show the Christ side of their character. Are you Christ's missionary? Can you break through this icy coldness and reserve in reference to spiritual things? Will you leave a correct impression upon minds and not misrepresent the religion of Jesus Christ? Oh, if the beams of the Sun of Righteousness are shining upon your heart, you will reflect their bright rays to others. If you love Jesus and want others to love him too, see that your own heart is charmed and melted with the love of Jesus. You will cherish a sunshine spirit. You can be brave, true, honest, and yet full of the milk of human kindness. Joy, peace, love will be reflected in your countenance, in your words, and in all your intercourse with others. Do not let it be said of you, either in misunderstanding or in partial error, that you are stern, sharp, critical, forbidding, morose, and uncourteous. This is all selfishness. Angels of God are looking upon you, expecting you to be like Jesus, the holy pattern. You must work away from and out of yourself. One can be selfish in prayer, in devotion, in stern duties, without opening the door to the Sun of Righteousness. You should speak glad, inspiring words. You should guard against hurting the feelings of others. You should do kind acts in a kind, wholehearted way, as though you loved to do these things. Jesus' work was to draw all men unto him and repulse none. Let your life be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. Be just what Jesus was, and then every power you possess will be consecrated to the service of God. I write this because I know you need these words. May the Lord bless you and preserve you and strengthen you is my earnest prayer.